You're listening to the MIAA Insider for Wednesday, August 13th, 2017. The MIAA Insider brought to you by Pitcraft Printing, the official printer of the MIAA, and also by Hasty Awards, the official awards provider of the MIAA. On this week's show, we get you set for women's soccer and MIAA volleyball. We also debut a new segment, the Commissioner's Corner, here on the MIAA Insider. Nebraska Kearney was picked on top of the MIAA volleyball preseason poll. Here's what head coach Rick Squires had to say on Virtual Media Day.
This time of year, what thoughts kind of go through your mind?
Well, I think we're excited. We've got, for the first time in, a little bit of a stretch of time here, we've got kind of a veteran squad with a number of upperclassmen, multiple seniors. We had a couple of years there where we had to kind of play young or we had one senior, and so this year I think we've got really an outstanding group of collective leadership, in addition to a lot more experience and hopefully a lot more depth. I mean, you never know for sure until you get everybody down in the gym, but I think we're excited to see some of the battles in practice, and so looking forward to the start of another year, no question.
The player you did lose, though, was a big one, and Annie Wolf. How do you go about replacing her?
Well, I don't know that you ever replace somebody like Annie Wolf. I mean, that's why they're so rare to begin with. So we'll have to ask a number of individual players to maybe take on additional responsibilities. And it's kind of one of those things you try to do, I think, collectively. And, I think we've got, again, some players who maybe want to take a few more swings or who want to be a little bit more involved in the offense, who want to serve, receive more balls. And I think the other thing that you hope is that in the course of 4 years that she left something behind, and some of the players that are returning will remember some of the things that made her so great. And hopefully we'll see, a group of people kind of take on some of the things that Annie did. But that's the million-dollar question that we need to solve, at least in the beginning.
How about your non-conference? You got some big trips. The trip to Hawaii has to have everybody fired up.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I've learned in doing this for a long time is that, if you have to pick between Hawaii and anywhere else to take a preseason tournament, pick Hawaii. And the girls, I think, are excited about that. It's a challenging trip from a competitive standpoint. It's a hard travel and time difference and things like that. And we're actually playing some pretty good competition over there. And in addition to the two Hawaii schools, who I think are pretty solid, we'll play a match against Lewis, who's a nationally ranked program. And I think one thing we tried to do this year is maybe upgrade our non-conference schedule a little bit. So we've got a few more nationally ranked opponents in there. I think the Fall Classic is a little bit stronger than maybe it's been some years. And then we go down to an old favorite, at least of mine. None of the current players have any emotional attachment to this place, but we're going down to play three matches in Canyon, Texas, in the box at West Texas A&M. So kind of a flashback to some old regionals that we played in many years ago. So it should be a really good schedule and hopefully get us ready for the MIAA race.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Looking forward to it.
Central Missouri was picked atop the MIAA women's soccer poll. Here's their head coach, Lewis Theobald, with Katie Richardson on MIAA Virtual Media Day.
Players who have back, what are you expecting out of them? Oh,
a lot of players coming back, which is good, but I think some experience really helps. But this team's got to establish its own identity again and what this team's going to be, but my expectations for them is to be really good leaders, teach the young players what it takes to win, how we do things here in terms of a team culture environment, and also be very welcoming to the young players so that we continue to build and grow.
Is there a certain position on the field you're really excited to have experience back in?
Having Anna in goal is really important to us, and she gives us a lot of stability right out of the get-go, right out of the gate. And so, having her there and then down the spine, down the middle of the field, returning a lot really helps. But, nowhere I really think we have to get, you know, from drastically better. We just got to improve everywhere a little bit.
What kind of recruits did you bring? What kind of new players, and how are they going to contribute?
Yeah, we have a lot of new players as well. It's an interesting dynamic. Really athletic group and really good soccer players, really smart. You know, the senior class has done an amazing job, and the, you know, and but since that class, this is the deepest. They remind me a lot of the senior class and can do a lot of the same things that they've done for us, I think, and continue us growing and getting better.
You mentioned this team having to build a new identity, and that kind of goes along with the question of you've built this successful program, but year after year, do you have to kind of reteach them how to win?
Yeah, I think it's about habits. So it's about us establishing the things that you do daily that help you win games. And so that's establishing the habits of hard work and commitment and making good decisions off the field so you're ready to play. You know, those types of the things you control, and if we take care of those, then the results should come probably. But every year, this team has to, we just have to establish our identity and what it's going to be, and it's going to be different than other years, and just because the dynamic is different, but we have to just establish what the habits are, the positive habits, good habits to be a good team.
How do you think playing in the MIAA for the, you know, that part of the season, how does that prepare you for what you're trying to do in the NCAA?
It seems to always get better and better. And so, and everybody, you know, like last year, you know, we tied for the league championship with a really good Hayes team who we ended up seeing again in the region final and showed the strength of our league for our whole region, really. I think there was an argument that the three toughest teams came out of our league, maybe four. And so, you know, I think it, knowing that you every game, there is no easy game, and, you know, we don't have teams you can just walk in and play, that makes, you know, knowing that you have to play helps you in the tournament, helps you knowing that you have to win every game. And then, you know, knowing that we were head-to-head last year, that if we lost the game, we were probably going to lose the league, and Pi Hayes felt the same way, and you were competing and battling every day to stay in touch and stay in first. That helps. That kind of mentality and that type of environment, I think, helps you in postseason.
We're joined now by MIAA Commissioner Mike Racy for the Commissioner's Corner, and we'll start off, Mike, by talking about the MIAA Network. Obviously, things got started on MIAA Football Media Day, but an exciting partnership for the MIAA.
Yeah, thanks, Josh, and it's a good way to start the new academic year, launching the new MIAA Network, and something that the conference has been looking at. We were in our third year of a three-year agreement last spring, and the athletic directors wanted to take a look at evolving technology and the marketplace and what partnership opportunities were out there for the MIAA. So we had those discussions, and this past summer agreed to enter into a partnership with Blue Frame Technology. And Blue Frame has been very, very busy. They're out of Lexington, Kentucky, and they have some other conference relationships. They've been very busy this summer building out the new MIAA Network platform, and we're excited. Cutting-edge technology. I think our fans, our institutions would be very pleased with the quality of the broadcast. And it feels, too, more like a real network. You know, it's more than just the internet. It's more than just watching MIAA games on your laptop computer now. And it's through the over the top applications that have been developed. Individuals with smart televisions can now host MIAA watch parties, and you know, fans watching MIAA football and basketball and other sports on their big screen televisions. And and we're really excited. I think it takes our broadcast to a different level, and this is year one of what we hope will be a very, very long relationship with Blue Frame.
Now, on our website a couple weeks ago, a story about the MIAA Ambassadors Group. Talk a little bit about, you know, where the vision for that came from and kind of what the expectation for what that's going to be going forward is.
Yeah, so I, you know, before I came to the MIAA, I'd spent some time at the NCAA and also the NAIA, and living in Kansas City and seeing the Redcoats at Kansas City Chief games and also the honorary coaches and ambassadors program in the NAIA. I thought, you know, coming back to Kansas City and now, you know, helping to run a conference office here in Kansas City that has 14 members in four states, but thousands and thousands of alumni here in the Kansas City area. I thought it was important for us to put together a group, and their primary mission is to help promote and support the MIAA in the Kansas City area. And we did launch this, the MIAA Ambassadors Group, just a couple of weeks ago. And the goal is to try and have one or two representatives from each one of our 14 member schools that would be part of this this group. They meet every month for lunch at Chapel's sports bar and restaurant in North Kansas City. They talk about things going on in the MIAA. We discuss new initiatives. They talk about connections they have in Kansas City and people they know that might help support some of the things we're trying to do. And then obviously they're a big part of events we'll be staging in Kansas City, MIAA events and NCAA events, and helping to really serve as ambassadors in the community for the conference. These individuals are well connected. Obviously, they're alums and supporters of their universities, but they're well connected in the Kansas City community, civic connections, business connections, community connections, and we really you know, we're hopeful that they are in their role as ambassadors. They're helping the conference to connect with people, whether it's a corporate sponsor or a new business opportunity or individuals that want to volunteer and help us at events. The ambassadors are helping us make those Kansas City connections. So we're off to a good start, and the folks that are involved, the ambassadors we brought on, are sure excited. They are really passionate about Division II. They're obviously passionate about their schools, and they believe in the MIAA and want to help us in making sure the MIAA is as successful as it can be in Kansas City.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about an event that there's not a lot of news on the website right now, but it's coming, and it's something that people can look for in the future. Talk a little bit about the upcoming the MIAA Women's in Sports Forum. Talk a little bit about that coming up here fairly soon, but information will be coming out on the website.
Right, yeah, this is something brand new and something we thought was important for the MIAA to be a part of. We've reached out and partnered with the women leaders in college sports, formerly NACWA, National Association of Collegiate Women Athletic Administrators, and then also WIN for KC, a group in Kansas City connected with the Kansas City Sports Commission. We're working with both organizations to host this event November 11th. It'll be down at the Kauffman Foundation Conference Center, and the purpose, the mission of this event is to introduce young female high school and college students to careers in sport. And I am so excited about the all-star panel that we've assembled to help us and to really provide information and I'm sure really to create excitement for young girls to think about how they might be able to work in college athletics, whether it's something that they do as a vocation and it's their career, or an avocation, something that they're passionate about as part of their free time, like officiating or other ways to stay connected to sport. But you know, we'll have a female executive from one of the local architectural firms involved in sport architecture and design. We've got female officials, we've got female coaches, we've got female broadcasters, we've got female athletic administrators, female sports medicine professionals, and the list goes on. And they're individuals, most of them are here in Kansas City. We've brought in a few of the nationally known experts that I think our young folks, young people in Kansas City will be excited to meet. But it's going to be a special day, and we'll have information soon on the website on how young female high school students or college students can reserve their spot. It will be limited. We can't fit more than about 150 people in, Josh, at the Kauffman Center, and I'm sure we'll have that and probably a waiting list. And it's something I'm hopeful that if this is successful, it's an event I think that the MIAA is going to want to be a part of every fall, and doing something like this for the Kansas City community.
All right. Well, as we said, this is a new weekly segment here on the MIAA Insider. So a lot of great announcements coming down the pike. Thanks so much for joining us, Mike.
Absolutely. Thank you, Josh.
Well, that's it for this week's Insider, brought to you by Pittcraft Printing, the official printer of the MIAA, and also by Hasty Awards, the official awards provider of the MIAA. Don't forget to tune in next week for another week of MIAA Insider.